Lord's Day.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Lately, every time I hear that, I think of that tape we heard where Brother Rand said that soldier out there, and everything was destroyed and it was gone, and he said he turned over that rock and everything. He's been underneath that rock, that little flower, that little bud. That's who we are.
Amen.
It's just all everything that we've got around us and what it is turn over that rock, and that rock is Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Here it is. Little pond lilies here at 8th and Penn Street.
Amen.
All the muck and the mire. Brother Branham said the other night, he says, we should always put him before us.
As yes.
To always be conscious of him.
Yes.
Always that he's around. He says, don't go anywhere, don't do anything, don't say anything. Anything unless he's right there.
Yes.
And the little illustration I give you is when you get up in the morning, you think, man, I'm in a hurry and I got to go. If he was standing there, would you do that? Would you rush off and do that? Would you hurry up some of the things that we do? The things that I do sometimes. It's like, Lord, if you were standing right here, I wouldn't have done that. It's what it should be all the time.
Amen.
We want that presence around us always. And if we always put him before us, then that'll always happen. We'll always be in that atmosphere. And that's what we want to be. It's hard. It's a daily struggle. That's how come we come tonight is even going into being prepared. We have to be prepared to receive something from the Lord. It is, we see in this world, they love athletes and what they do and sports people and everything else. They practice. So it just becomes, they don't even know. They shoot the basketball or they play golf or whatever it is. It just becomes unconscious. They do it unconsciously that they do it so much. That's what it should be with us, with this word.
Amen.
With the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. We just do it so much, it's just unconsciously.
Amen.
It just happens that he's there. We wouldn't do nothing that he wouldn't do, that he's always there. If we're always mindful of that, it is. As Brother Branham, he said, you see somebody come up to you and he says they're swearing and stuff, and they get around you and they stop. It isn't because that they respect you. It's the Holy Spirit living in you.
Amen.
They have to see it living in you. If they don't, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
It is that they've got to know that's the Lord Jesus. He said they wouldn't do that if he was standing there. And it's the same with us too.
Yes.
So it is to really encourage you. It's been on my heart. Just we've got to stay all the time, and we've been talking about that. But we have to be prepared. It's like coming for service tonight and getting ready. We get so busy. We have so many things going on. There's so many distractions. I was before coming tonight, wasn't feeling good doing this. That had to, I got to do this. Now I'm running late and I'm hurried up. Always something, amen? It's always something. There's always something going on. He wants to keep me so busy in my mind on so many other things except for him. And sometimes it's the craziest things in the world. It's like, I don't even care about it. The only thing I care about is this. It's the only thing that we all care about. That before you come to each service, just take that time. And if you do, praise the name of the Lord. Take a little bit more time. Because the more that you give him, the more he rewards you. The more that it is, and our arms open up and our hearts open up to him, and he'll bless you. The more you'll be like him is the more that we surrender ourselves and give it to him. So I just want to encourage you, just be more like him. That's what we are. That's the desire of our hearts. Stay inside of that word. But before we come to service, each time, take that time. If it is 5 minutes sitting out in that car, that's all you got. Take it. Settle down. Wait, Lord, get me ready, Lord. I want to be ready. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what we're doing right here, right now, as we bow our heads. We do the final preparation, is getting our hearts ready to hear that word tonight. Or truly, that's what brought us here tonight, is to hear that word and to prepare ourselves to get ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
For we know and we believe that that's the reason that we're here, that he is coming.
Amen.
It's not just a fairy tale, it's reality.
Amen.
We know that it is. And something inside of our hearts, and lately how that the Lord's just burning inside of us.
Amen.
Just, Lord, I want to be closer to you. I want to be around you, Lord. Satan's trying just as hard When you try to do more for the Lord, Satan's right there. Bam, 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 bam. It's always there trying to get after you. The greater is He that is in you than is in the world. I'm so thankful for that. Because you know what? We have no power at all. No power. But what have we got? Authority. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So as we get ourselves ready just to hear the word tonight, let's sing our national anthem as we welcome God's prophet to the pulpit tonight, as we sing Only Believe. Hear the voice of God, and that's what we're going to hear tonight. So it's my privilege to introduce to you to come to the pulpit tonight, Brother Branham, where he's going to bring the message, Influences, that he preached in 1964, in February the 15th, and tonight to the Bride of Jesus Christ in Jeffersonville.
Amen.
Here's Brother Branham.